Good morning, everybody. Hey, glad to see you today. Here we are in the middle of where Christmas is almost done. Oh my goodness, this is crazy. December is coming and going pretty quickly here, I think. Well, we're in the, nice. The Christmas season.
Good morning, everybody.
During December at Stony, we're going through a Christmas...
Just taking attendance right now.
Okay, you're all here.
Series. Well, you already knew
that's
that.
Wrong. We're not... I should know what we're doing.
Well,
I should know what
welcome,
we're doing at this
welcome.
Church.
We're going through
a series about a theme we hear a lot about.
And
we are continuing
there.
Our
all right,
series.
We're not going to talk about wise men
about
today.
A big
here
Christmas
we go.
Theme, the theme of joy.
Yeah, our series, we just sang
Joy to the World.
We just sang that.
You want to get your
our
outline
series
out
is
of your
entitled
program.
Joy from
turn down
the Lord.
My level just a little
and,
bit.
And that'll stick in your head, hopefully, and rattle around this week.
What's
and
that?
Of
yeah,
course,
sorry,
when we
I'm
talk
not trying
about
to.
Joy, just as a review, we're not talking just about happiness.
Hey, you call out to me. I'm going to call back out to you. All right, that's the way it works. The embarrassment goes both ways.
This is a real gift. From God.
Joy from the Lord.
Joy we're talking about.
It's a gift
joy
from God.
To
it doesn't
the world,
depend on
but
circumstance.
Our series is
like
joy
happiness.
From the Lord.
Certainly
and
does.
And
we
are
no,
not just talking about
the
happy feelings we get at the holidays.
Time. We're talking
and
about
even better
gift,
than just
a
being accessible.
What the Bible teaches about the joy
this
of the Lord
joy
in Nehemiah 8:10. We look at this
happiness
week.
Depends on
we look at this chapter.
It
where
comes and
it reads,
goes,
the
it's very
joy of the Lord
have it,
is your strength.
But just wait,
the joy of the Lord will actually fortify
weird curveball
us,
from life around the corner, ready to rob you of
to
your happiness.
Get through difficult
but
circumstances.
Joy from the Lord, it's accessible
and
in
so
even
we
the hardest
we've been
of
talking
times.
About how to access
that's what we're studying here.
This joy
it's even better than just accessible. The Word of God
the first
says
week
the joy
we talked
of the
about
Lord
joy in the
face
strength.
Of danger. If you miss that and
it
other
fortifies
real
us
troubling,
to be able to
difficult
successfully
face
we might find
even the
ourselves
most difficult
in
times.
We talked about how
in
we
our
can
lives.
Call out to the Lord in prayer.
Last, well,
we
2 weeks ago, we talked about
joy in the shelter,
really
of his
experiencing
he
God's
shelters
joy
in
the face of danger
storm,
and other painful
that life might
circumstances.
Bring us
we check
we
it out
that
if
when
you missed
cry
it.
We
also last week talked about
joy
after joy
in the shelter.
Sometimes our guilt obstructs us.
Even in the
from
midst of a storm.
Experiencing the joy of the Lord in our lives.
And then last
and
week, we discussed
forward,
joy after
which
guilt.
Which involves, of course, repenting.
That we can access God's
the reason we're guilty from our sin.
When we repent
and then turning to
of
the
our
Lord,
sin
especially in
begin
his word,
to study
reading
and
obey
obeying,
his
living
word. Once again, in relationship,
to the Bible,
we're hearing from God
that's also
now,
about a relationship
word.
With God because that's where we hear from
but
the
but we
Lord.
Haven't ridden
we
off into the sunset
prayer,
yet.
And we hear from him, well, in prayer times of
prayer
too, but also
still more circumstances that may obstruct
joy.
This week, though,
we're not riding
lives.
Out into the sunset just
and
yet.
And one of them,
think, oh, well, it's just joy,
is following
joy,
Jesus.
Joy. No, there's still
yep.
pain in life.
Jesus
and
taught
for
that
the
Christian
Jesus
life
follower,
comes with a whole new set of trials.
I've got some difficult
including,
news for you
but not limited to persecution.
Jesus taught that the Christian life comes
according
with a whole
to Jesus,
new
life
set
can
of
actually
trials.
Become more difficult,
including
when we begin
but
to
not
truly
limited
follow
to
him.
Persecution.
And so, how is his
persecution?
Joy help
Jesus
us
said things can get
through
harder. They
Jesus
can get more
related
difficult
difficulties.
When we
the
follow
title
him.
Of today's message is
he talked about
joy
it a
when
lot
following Jesus
in the Gospels.
Hurts.
And so, how is his joy going to help us
Jesus
get
hurts.
Through these?
We're
going to
be in
Luke-related
hard
six.
Times.
Today's message is entitled.
And we're going to explore three tough questions.
You want to get your
about
Bible
following
out
and
Jesus.
Turn to Luke,
and we'll
Gospel
see how
Luke chapter 6.
If we answer them
and
right,
grab the outline out of your program
so
you can take some notes
joy.
As you're following along.
But
the
before we fill in the first blank,
there,
usually we would right after I say the
well,
title
we're
of
look
the
at
three points, right?
Tough questions.
No, we're going to jump into the text
about
first.
Following
this picks
Jesus.
Up in verse 17.
And
hopefully you've turned
before
to
we even
six,
look at the first question, let's dive right into
and Jesus has just appointed his 12
most of you to help me out with
the yellow print.
He's going to
pour
extra
stuff. I make sure you're following along
that they're
staying awake
to lead
and to just set up the context a little bit. Jesus has just chosen
and so he's about to do some
apostles.
Disciple training
and now
with these guys and his other disciples
time,
that's where
been
we pick up here
and he appointed
you can
them,
help me
and he's
going to
do some
print,
discipleship training
as we read along today
and that's where
so it begins he
here,
this is
okay?
Jesus went down
so
with them and stood on a level place.
And stood
a large crowd of his disciples was there.
Of his disciples
and a great
was there,
number of people,
and a great
from,
number
all
of people
over Judea,
from all over Judea.
From Jerusalem.
And from the
coastal
region
around
Tyre
and Sidon.
Who had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases.
Those troubled by impure spirits
were cured.
And the people tried to touch him
because
power was coming out from him
healing
to heal
all
them
of
all.
Them. All right.
So Jesus is here for the teaching he's about to give
by his disciples.
What a wonderful setting.
Jesus is
surrounded
by
a huge crowd of other people too.
These people came here for all kinds of reasons.
Not necessarily because they're sold out to follow Jesus. This is a big deal.
They've been hearing
about Jesus rolling around and they want to go see for themselves.
This is a big deal. They've heard
some of
Jesus
these people nearby
are probably just looking to accuse Jesus. They're looking for some kind of harmful soundbite.
Other people in the crowd are there to accuse Jesus.
Turns out Jesus had a huge following of critics.
Jesus had a huge following
on social media. That would be well over 50%
of his
followers. Just to watch him trip up
people that were critical.
Just to get that soundbite.
Oh, do you know Jesus said this? Do you know that he did that? They were looking
for
something.
Lots of those people are there. And then many, many people are there because they heard
Jesus can heal.
Because they
heard he's getting a reputation here for being able to heal people.
And so they get there and guess what?
They went there to see if this was true.
And when they got there,
guess what?
He's setting people free.
It says
from,
he was healing
from demonic
them all,
bondage,
all kinds of diseases.
He's healing them from their diseases.
He was freeing them
from demonic
all kinds
oppression.
Of diseases, these folks.
When they got there, they discovered Jesus is the
and
real
now
deal.
He's about to start sharing.
Now he's about to share
the cost of
what it really
him.
Means to be his
He does
follower.
This a lot throughout
he
his
does
ministry.
This a lot
it's in all four Gospels.
Ministry.
He shares about
he gives
the cost
of what it means
to follow
him.
Him.
But before
but
he's
miracles,
doing that,
he's showing all of these miracles,
of demons,
and they
he's,
prove
he's that
proving,
he's got the authority.
Number one, his
authority,
he's got the authority
to speak on any subject.
His authority
him.
To demand people to
he's
follow
got
him
the
in the first place.
To do
he's
the
also proving
he
his love for these people.
That he will do.
That he's really
and
calling
he
all folks
people.
To follow him because he loves them.
He's ministering to them. And he loves them.
And he's
them.
Got the authority to,
and yet,
to do
spoiler
so.
Alert,
and so the first question we want to ask
most of this crowd
is, are you sure you want to follow Jesus?
He drives out their demons.
Because I'll give you a little spoiler
he heals
here.
Their diseases.
This was a huge crowd.
And yet,
and most of them don't end up following
the
Jesus.
Evidence of his power
most of them
and
do
his love.
Walk away.
Most
all right,
don't
and
end
so
up
we have
him.
To ask ourselves, are we
and
sure
so
we want
to
follow Jesus?
Not
that sounds like a weird
following Jesus. You want to write this down.
Outline point.
Are you
in
sure you want to follow Jesus?
Are you sure you want to follow Jesus? Like you think
that sounds
you're
like
the
a
pastor.
Weird.
You should be like you're thinking about maybe following
Jesus.
Come quick, come with
church.
Me.
You know.
Are you sure you want to follow Jesus?
Well,
and that's how I'm asking.
This is what Jesus was asking all
are
the time
sure?
in his ministry.
You should think about it a little bit longer.
I mean,
longer.
I you know I'm a pastor in America.
That's
nowadays,
a weird question. But Jesus was asking this question
the Christian
all
lifestyle
the time,
and just the highlights
in his ministry.
You know, now I don't
not
fall
just
into
in
the
loop,
trap
not just
of
in this passage,
you know,
all throughout
the prosperity
all four
gospel,
gospels.
Health and wealth and happiness.
Jesus
if you
is telling
Jesus,
people
you
count
get
the cost.
Get rich and famous.
No,
for following
don't
me.
Don't do that.
I don't even follow what I call the Planet Fitness style,
the judgment-free zone. I'm okay. You're okay. Doesn't really matter. Nothing matters. Let's just
all the best parts.
You know, feel good about each other. I don't know.
I don't even know what that
means.
Now
I know better not to do the.
I don't fall into those traps, but guys,
I still prefer sticking to the fun stuff,
the wishy-washy, what I call the Planet
Forgiveness, the
fitness
style ministry,
the joy, the love,
the judgment-free zone.
You're okay, I'm okay, we're all okay,
we
let's just do
from
him
want,
and from,
you know?
From his body,
no.
Church.
I know not to fall
like
into
to
those
talk
traps,
about other things too,
I
like
still
our great
prefer
kids ministry
to the fun
and the cool
stuff.
Music and the hip
when
Christian
I'm
friends
about
you get in a small
life.
Group. You know, they get assigned to you. You get your own hip
peace,
Christian friends.
Joy, hope, love, community,
and of course the cool swag. You get to wear the Stony Creek t-shirt
ministry.
If you come out on, you know, a certain mission trip or
friends
or something, you know, whatever.
Supplied by your church to you in a small
group.
Yeah,
I like to pump those things, all the wholesome, happy,
fun
music.
I love the styles of these old,
well, I can think of somebody
Christmas
who wouldn't want that. Probably somebody
styles.
Who didn't believe me
cool
that I was
swag,
telling the
you get
truth.
The t-shirt,
right?
You're like,
and of course,
to be
all
true,
the endless,
my
wholesome, happy, fuzzy
things
feelings.
That are too good to be true or too good
that's
to
what
be,
I love
are,
to
are
talk
true.
About.
There's more to it than
and
what
it
you're
sounds
saying.
Pretty good.
I think
if somebody
did
wouldn't want
me,
that,
if I was just talking about the good stuff all the time,
joy, peace, comfort, encouragement,
and somebody followed, they would quickly discover I was hiding.
Who wouldn't want that
of what it means to follow Jesus?
Well, I
Jesus
suppose
doesn't do that.
He's about to lay it out
thought
here.
I was hiding something
in front of the whole crowd.
Starting to sound
says.
A little bit like a sales pitch.
He doesn't say
here,
all the
Chris.
Good stuff, do
the
miracles,
what's
the
other
the healings,
side of the
and
story?
Then say, okay, you're ready to follow me now.
Well,
come
I could
over
see somebody
in
being
secret.
A little
I'm going to tell you,
leery
that
of that.
Following
little,
me is very, very difficult.
Suspicious.
No,
he sounds
does it
too
in the
good
crowd.
To be true.
He does
or
it right out for everybody
if somebody
to hear.
Did sign up for that.
And I love it because
but
when
he gives
Chris, evidence
you talk a good
the
game,
whole time that he loves
all right, give
these
me all
people,
that stuff, the joy, the comfort, the peace,
God,
the encouragement,
the,
you know,
the
whole list.
To demand
and then they found out,
thinking about evidence,
more to it than that.
We've got these, this
they
is
would,
a good time
quickly
for me to
discover I was
promote
hiding
these little baggies we've got. You might have seen them when you
what
walked
it takes
in
to follow Jesus,
in the vestibule there.
Wait, Meg,
Jesus is
going to
lay it
there?
All out here.
Okay, good. Thanks. And what we read next.
I said this at the first service, and they might have taken them all
of these
from
big
you guys.
Crowds,
but
he
that's good.
Wait,
they left a few for you. I'm glad to hear it.
So
positive
these baggies
to the crowd, and then
include an invite
okay,
to our Christmas services
alone,
and to church in general.
Also, there's going to be
this little
some
postcard
tough stuff.
Here.
No,
he gives it right out in the crowd.
Very, very.
He's
quick
teaching
form,
his disciples, but he's
message,
letting everybody listen
so
in.
He could share the good news with people,
and he's saying, "This is
we
the
went
real
out with
cost
these bags yesterday."
Me, but he gives all kinds
for
of evidence
for the
streets, to
show.
But I
day,
love you,
door to door.
But it's worth it.
And we passed out
the real
300 of these guys to
that's very important
neighboring houses.
In fact, we're
going to
talk a little bit about evidence,
share the gospel,
because
and inside, this is what I want to highlight.
Which kind of
we've
goes
got
with,
these little
what's going on in our
baggies
here.
Out in the vestibule.
There's this little booklet
and
a special
inside
thing for
there's
Christmas
some invites
entitled
to
"Is Christmas
Church?
Unbelievable?"
Our Christmas Eve service.
It's a little bit of an apologetics
the,
booklet.
In a very quick nutshell,
for,
the gospel message,
the Christmas story
on the back of these
and more than
cards,
just the Christmas
and then there's a little,
story, though it centers around that.
Really,
there's a little booklet
it's
in
giving
here
great
that's
evidence
entitled
quickly
"Is Christmas
good, solid
unbelievable?"
Evidence that God is real, that Jesus
we
is God.
We gave these baggies out
that
to almost
300
planet,
that he died on the cross
homes
for our
in our
sins,
neighborhood yesterday
rose
for our Reach
dead.
For the Streets event,
and that he calls
and
all
we've
people
got lots more
to trust in him
available
Savior.
Out
all
in
these things
the vestibule on the table
here,
for you
given clearly and
to
defended.
Take one or two.
The woman
home,
who wrote
don't
this,
take them
Rebecca
all,
McLaughlin,
let other
is a PhD herself.
Okay.
Take
these
one or two
crazy big name
home,
endorsements
and the idea
in the back. Tim,
is,
Timothy
I mean,
Keller,
definitely
big
give
time
this book theologian.
A read. If you're going to give somebody a book.
Russell Coburn
first,
is the professor
sure,
of experimental
but
physics.
It
at
is
Cambridge
endorsed
University.
By. I don't
Pastor
even
Ray
know
Green.
What
so,
that is, but I can.
Maybe
just,
you're like,
that's
enough
a really
for me.
Long title.
That's fine.
So,
but this is a great
my
book.
Point,
and
even reading that
neighbor,
is to let you know that
the church, but it also gives
Dr.
McLaughlin
here.
She's
here
a high-level
mind.
This
is Rachel
and
McLaughlin.
She's writing some very,
she
very
she is a PhD.
Accessible.
She's endorsed by Tim Keller, a great theologian.
Really prove,
and she's also
the,
endorsed
you know,
by
we can really
this guy.
Our
I'm going to pronounce his name wrong,
reason.
But he sounds very impressive.
Just a
Russell
a fairy Calburn.
Tale here in the
he's
Bible,
the professor of
you
know? Experimental
of course,
physics
we do that a lot
at
here at Stoney,
University.
And he endorses this book.
I felt like I wanted to do a little bit of it today.
No.
During
I say
this
it
time.
To let you know
Jesus
this was
like
proving
real, this is a high level
that he
mind
was who he claimed to
wrote
be
this,
by
but
healing
at a very
these
accessible
people,
level,
driving out demons
to give evidence
and you know,
that God
any
is
day
real,
of the week, any one of us,
Jesus
we're talking
God.
With a friend or a family member about our faith in Jesus,
that he invites us.
We need to show them Jesus loves them
with
in our own
by
actions,
in
just like Jesus
him
was
our
showing
Lord
these people
and Savior.
But we also
so
need
I encourage you to
answers for our faith.
Good defense.
Give up
if
one
we're
of
really
books.
Telling people to give their lives.
But what I like about
Jesus,
this kind of reminds me
not
of this
mentally
passage in
that
Luke
he might
6,
be a good
where
guy.
Jesus is giving evidence
give
in the
your whole
form of
life to
miracles.
Follow him. We need to give some
he's
good
really
reason.
Performing in front of
so
their
I'm
very
do that
eyes
real quick.
Things
it's
that
show
it's
I'm
like
the real deal.
The tippiest and of course
tip of the iceberg.
There's
it's
lots
the
of
great evidence today.
About
of
Jesus
arguments
is.
That
for
we've
example,
done
a whole
series
for
there's a
in the past
with these five great
but here's
arguments.
Five
we've heard
real basic
arguments
series
that just
on
to
before.
Remind you that
I'm
going to
highlight them real quick.
You
got the cosmological
and
argument
and giving our life
which is
to.
Everything that
there's the big thing
again.
Like the cosmological
was started
argument.
By something
you've
else.
Heard this before.
Scientific,
where
you know, everything that has a beginning,
the universe
was
had a
caused
beginning,
by something else.
Must have been started by something else.
Something outside.
Barb and Brian, my mom and dad. You know
what can
they
know about
by their parents and so on and so forth.
Design
you know,
argument
scientific observation
says,
affirms
consider how
the universe
finely
had a
tuned
beginning.
The universe
call
is
it the Big Bang,
life.
Call it whatever you like
here on Earth.
If it had a beginning,
just
it was caused
it
by something
coming
else.
Together by itself,
something that exists outside of time and space.
Statistically impossible.
What can we know about that?
You think
that
of the coding and information
well, that's
on
the
DNA
design
in all
argument.
Life.
The
what
design
we're
argument
is information
says there
look
by
just
an intelligent
how fine-tuned the
designer.
Whole universe is.
Add to that the fact that we all agree on the same moral
life,
or that there's
here on
good
this
and
bad,
the moral argument.
With all these
you know,
laws
we bicker on the details.
Life
what
on
I
Earth,
started to say was going to be wrong, that we all agree on
the
same.
Odds.
Right
if
and wrong, no, we don't.
Design,
right? There's a lot of difference, a lot
that's
of bickering.
At the big level, at the
but
little level,
all
look
agree
at DNA. There's information encoded
there right
in our DNA.
Wrong.
It's showing
right.
purpose
even
and design.
We think,
life.
Oh, well, I tell lies,
so
or,
this,
you know,
this
I would
entity
cheat,
that exists
or I would
outside
scam,
of time and
would,
space
we wouldn't
is
want somebody
intelligent
to do it
working
us.
With design.
We may go out and do, but we wouldn't, we still wouldn't
the,
want. So
our sense of right and wrong,
this,
that's called
idea
the moral
of this
argument.
Universal
we all have
moral
this sense
law
of right and wrong
that
across all humanity that exists
yes, of course,
outside
we bicker about
space
the details.
Working with
what's right, what's wrong, but we all have this sense of good and evil, these moral
laws
that
the Bible
in us.
But you know the best argument
this
for Christ, the one
creator,
that's focused
this
on
intelligent
here in this book,
creator outside of time and space,
is what's
is
called
a moral lawgiver.
That
and then what blows all of this stuff away? You think, well, okay, well, even if you were, you know, any God, you know, worshiping any God, you could kind
Jesus
of appeal
Christ.
To these arguments. And but what sets Jesus
that he was
so
who he
apart,
came to be by rising.
What sets Jesus so apart is what we call the historical argument that
there's
that this creator
on
that
forever and ever, but no,
space,
we've got more passage to go through, so I'm
going
to give you the tippiest
of
tip
Christ.
Of the iceberg.
And
all right,
proved,
the,
he claimed
the
to be
smallest
God,
little nutshell, tip of the nutshell.
The
all right,
Jesus
of,
hadn't done that yet in this
what's
passage
called the minimal facts
with these people,
argument.
But of
we've
course, he was giving them tons of evidence.
World-renowned
that he was
he had supernatural power and
Gary
authority.
Habermas here talking
the way
about
he was
this.
Healing.
He wrote the book on it.
But we've got this evidence of the resurrection that's fantastic.
And I'm going to give
again,
you the
let me summarize
embarrassingly quick
this stuff.
We've
version,
had
but
expert
I want us to have
Gary Habermas
to
because what I'm going to
world-renowned
show
expert
you Jesus
on the historical
evidence for the resurrection
him.
Of Jesus.
You need to be
he's,
convinced
he's talked about
deal.
This,
and so I think
we've
referenced
worth
them
so many
times.
Even if
it's
it
going to be embarrassing my version of this.
Fast.
So,
all right,
Jesus claimed to be God.
It's embarrassing, but I like to give it in a way that you could actually
from
talk
the
about.
Dead.
That's either
a
legend
conversation.
And
never
so
happened.
This isn't the high scholarly version. This is the Chris Bordeaux at the coffee shop version.
Or if you really did believe he was God, he could have been crazy.
But it's so.
Or if he's none of those things.
So Jesus claimed that he was God. This is either a legend, never happened, it's a fairy tale.
And so when
we
look at
this,
we
have to consider what I believe
it's historically accurate.
Or if he did exist and claim to be God, of course he could
be
lying. I could stand up here and claim I'm God.
Randy can call him Gary. I have to call him Dr. Habermas. All right. He happens to be friends with Randy.
Or if he wasn't lying, if he actually believed it.
I've only seen him once or twice.
That still doesn't make him God. He could just be
my big buddy, my old buddy.
There's many people.
He talks about
seeking care at different facilities that may believe that they're God. All right. And so he could be crazy, but if none of that works with the historical evidence,
pretty much agree on.
If we could prove,
grant
no,
that, yep,
not,
these are
just
true statements about
liar,
the historical
legend.
Jesus.
The last
and by the way, these are not all
the
Christian
about what he believed
Christian
about himself.
Scholars
he really
and
is God.
These are
he really
Christian
is Lord.
Non-Christian experts. Some
and
of
so
them are atheists.
This minimal facts argument that Gary Habermas talks about that I'm about to embarrass myself by trying to
and
summarize.
The time period around Jesus.
Is
they
saying
would say,
that
yes,
Jesus
was killed by crucifixion. We're
about the
historical
person
verified by sources outside of the Bible.
Experts,
so it's not just because the Bible tells me so. There's
New
other
Testament
historical
scholars
that corroborate this.
That study
we would know
this
that Jesus' disciples
and I don't
did
just
claim
Christians,
to
I mean
see
him
resurrected.
They worshiped him
alike.
As God, and even
these
though
are
he
things
died,
they grant.
They said, yes,
there's atheists that will
again.
Say,
atheist scholars
and
say, yeah,
among
based on
those
the
disciples, these are two
that
are worth highlighting.
The Bible,
and they say, yeah,
different kinds
of writings by Roman leaders and Jewish historians.
The skeptic brother James was converted.
These conclusions.
That the person
and what are they?
Paul
that Jesus
was
killed by crucifixion.
That there was this guy, Saul of Tarsus. All right,
now I'm talking in the scholarly world where they study this. Nobody
the Christian church.
Debates that.
Yes,
but
there
allegedly
was
met the risen
killed,
Jesus and was converted.
You know, by the
and
Romans
that Jesus' tomb was empty. That there was never
that Jesus'
a body
disciples
produced.
Claimed to
could
see him
the whole
resurrected from the dead. There's notes about these followers of Jesus.
Let's roll open the tomb and see a body.
But
they say it was empty.
Worshipped him as
so what do we know
alive,
from looking at
God
these five minimal facts?
Well, first of all, Jesus is not a
and
legend.
Among those people, these are two
we're
of the other facts because these
figure.
Are like some
this isn't a book
you know,
of fairy
high
tales.
Profile people that believe
this is
that.
A book of history
James,
right here,
which is Jesus'
Bible.
Brother who did not embarrassingly
Jesus is a liar,
did not believe
doesn't account
Jesus
for his
God
death.
During his
he
ministry.
He was willing to die for his
and
claim to be
the
God. Persecutor
and if
Paul,
you do read the Gospels, he
was given so many chances to recant.
They would have loved it. The Jewish
literature
of being a guy who was
Pontius Pilate would have loved it. The Roman authorities.
If he just said, you know what, guys, I'm not God.
I was
changed their
life to follow him along.
Or I was lying.
Hundreds of others.
Great. Let him be
First
embarrassed and
mention
at one
of his
point
life,
Jesus
no.
appeared in front of 400
he died for his
people
claim.
At the
he
same
really
time.
Believed it. Risen from the dead. So all these people.
And so the question
and of course,
comes
that the
down
tomb
to,
was
empty.
He
anybody,
he
the religious leaders would have loved to just, let's open it up
well,
and
Jesus
produce
resurrection
a body.
Is the best answer when you consider
now.
So many.
Or the Romans,
so
same
many.
Thing. Let's just produce the body and
show he's not
raised
Corinthians
from the dead.
Up to
he's right
400
here
people
laying in his tomb.
Saw Jesus
tomb.
Risen from the right? dead at the same time.
And so
time.
With these five things, what can we
we're
conclude?
Talking about
number
one,
that
Jesus
is we're willing
a legend.
To die for their
he's
claim.
He's a historical figure.
About seeing
he really
the risen Jesus, including
years
his brother
in
who didn't believe
on
in him.
This planet.
During his earthly ministry, including
Jesus
Paul,
as a liar doesn't work,
who was against
it doesn't account
Christians,
for his death,
putting them
at
to,
any
to
time,
death.
There were so many times,
them,
even as you read through the
beaten,
four Gospels, where people are like,
after
giving
him
an opportunity
Jesus,
to say,
these guys
you're not God.
Converted to
even Pilate, before he's like,
now
I
you
don't
say,
want to
well, a lot of people
you.
Die
just,
for their faith.
You know, just them dying for their faith is
he's
different
got
than
all
me dying for my faith.
Opportunities, but Jesus
if I died
for
my faith in Jesus,
for his claim,
proves I'm sincere, right?
That I sincerely believe it, but I could be sincerely wrong.
What about the lunatic?
But these guys were in a position to know if they were lying.
Well,
or if they really did see
that doesn't account
Jesus,
for his resurrection.
Hundreds of people,
which is the best answer,
that
hundreds
that
of people saw him,
which means historic,
risen from the dead, including
his
own brother
evidence,
who doubted him during his ministry.
Answer is Jesus,
Paul, this guy that was going against Christians,
from the dead,
converted after seeing him
which
risen
lunatics
from the dead,
don't do.
And they were all willing to.
I don't care how crazy they are
for that claim. Now, Jesus, that's not like me dying for my faith
to be God, and he
if
said
I died
he
for my faith in Jesus today,
to
tomorrow,
it,
you
and
know,
then he arose
that's
from
what
the
he
dead,
wanted.
Proving it. Jesus is Lord.
That doesn't prove
the cherry
that
on top
Jesus
of all of this.
Real.
I mean, that's enough.
I sincerely
the cherry
believe
on top
Jesus,
of all of this.
But I could be sincerely wrong.
What we call the experiential
but these guys
argument, the
that,
fact
that we listed,
you
these hundreds of others
experienced Jesus,
that saw Jesus, they were in a position to know if they were lying.
And it was
just
more
like
than just
the people
one or
in
two
this,
people. You could say, well, it's just one or two
text
crazy
that
people.
We read.
No, he has healed
we're
me
lots
many
and
times.
Lots of people that were willing
he's
to die. They really
to,
did believe.
See
they really did
evil
see
overcome in my
Jesus
life.
Jesus arisen from the dead.
He's done miracles in me by
and
saving
so what's the
me
best
from the
answer?
Grave,
Jesus arose from the
me
dead,
relationship
which
with
lunatics
him, and I've
don't
seen
do.
Him faithfully.
I don't care how crazy they are.
He ministered to me throughout my life.
No, Jesus said, "I'm Lord, and I'll prove it by rising from the dead."
It's consistent
with
millions and millions of people around the world and throughout history.
The cherry on top of this.
It's consistent with what Jesus taught.
Luke 6.
That if you trust
we
in him as Lord and Savior,
even better
you will experience
every day of
a
our
personal
lives
relationship
if you to Jesus.
It's called the experiential argument. And it's
that
my
is,
personal relationship,
Jesus
your
is the
personal
real deal.
Relationship with Jesus.
And he really does love us.
That
and
you
really
hear
is
from him, that you talk to him, that he has performed miracles
will
in
you
your life, first and foremost, saving you
Jesus
from the penalty
Lord
of your sin.
Savior.
He is
when I
trust
Lord
in Jesus, I crossed over from death to life. That was a miracle delivered from evil, like these people delivered from evil.
Turn away from yourself to live
and I've seen Jesus answer prayer time and time
again.
I know that's subjective,
but before you answer
I know that. But it's
before
consistent with
that,
millions of people around the world and throughout history.
Because Jesus lays
it's
it all out.
It's consistent with
the crowd
what Jesus taught us to expect.
This is kind of like
we
a follow up question
this
to the first.
Because
are you sure you
want
to follow Jesus,
even relationship
if it
with
means
him
being broke?
And I've seen
hungry,
it over and over again,
sad,
just like the people we're seeing
hated
here in the passage. But despite all the
well,
evidence,
just changed a lot, didn't it?
Lots of people still chose not to follow Jesus.
Jesus goes on
are
in the
you
passage.
Sure you
he's
want
been healing people.
Jesus?
He's
that
given
to our
so much evidence
that
he
is,
which
who
is
he
kind of like a
be
follow-up question to
and
the
that he
first.
Loves
are you sure
people,
you want to follow
he's
Jesus?
There for people, so come. To
even
Jesus,
if it means,
saying,
but then
being
he goes
broke,
on,
hungry,
says,
sad,
looking at his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor."
You're really selling it, Chris.
Yours is the kingdom of God.
Whew.
Blessed are you who
the passage
hunger
goes
now,
on,
for you will be satisfied.
Looking at his disciples,
blessed
he said,
are you who weep
blessed
now,
are you who are
for
poor,
you will laugh.
For yours is the kingdom
blessed
of God.
Are you when people
blessed
hate
are you who hunger
when they
now,
exclude you,
for you will
and
be satisfied.
You and reject
blessed
your
you
name as
now,
evil,
call
for
you,
you
evil
will laugh.
Blessed
because
are you when
son
people
of man
hate you.
When
they
rejoice
exclude
in
you
that
and
day
insult
and
you
leap for
and
joy
reject your name as
because
evil,
great is your reward
evil
in heaven
because of
for
the Son of
how
Man.
They, that's how
rejoice
their ancestors
in that day and
prophets
leap for joy because great is your
now
reward
don't
in
misunderstand
heaven.
Understand what Jesus is
for
getting
that
at
is
here
how
their ancestors
these are not just meant
prophets
to be nice, comforting words to hurting people.
As you read through that passage,
sounds
or maybe
like
you're looking
that
it over there on your outline,
you know,
again.
Oh, you bless
don't
your
misunderstand
heart
what Jesus
not,
is getting
you know
at here.
You're
to
going through
to
a
just
crisis,
think it's
you're hungry now. Bless
he's just
your
saying
heart
nice, comforting
no,
words to
not
hurting people.
This isn't just a light, nice,
like
sparkly
giving some hope
set
to people that are in hurting
people
situations.
It's not just
he's
that
speaking specifically
he's not just speaking comforting
to his disciples
words like that.
It says to his disciples,
and Jesus
he said
is speaking
things
specifically.
Right?
Well,
he's not dealing with
Jesus is speaking specifically
broken, hungry, and hated, and sad in general.
That's important
he's
to notice.
There was a whole big crowd. Right we read now that, but then it
all
says
right
he said to his disciples.
And this is what he's
Jesus
saying to his
just,
disciples.
You know,
he's doing it in front of the crowd so that they'll understand the cost
of
being a disciple, but
are virtues
Jesus
in and of themselves.
Is
he's not
saying,
saying
like, you know, go out and look for ways to become broke and poor and hungry and sad.
Poverty.
Like
in order
being
to
broke,
me
poor, hungry, and sad is what it takes
to
be good.
If you experience,
all right.
If you were saying that, we should quit trying to help people.
If you
who are
experience
poor and hungry
sadness
and hurting,
if you weep or mourn,
but of course that doesn't make any sense. Jesus tells
me
us to go out and minister to people and help people,
you,
to feed the hungry,
you,
to help
to the
poor,
of
to care for the
evil
afflicted, to comfort
because of
the hurting.
Jesus, he says, because of the Son of
so
Man.
So what is he talking about?
Jesus
if he's not just giving nice
himself
words,
he says,
and if he's
then
not saying that
you will be blessed,
he's not saying these things is in and of itself, in and of itself
virtue
is a virtue,
what is he
or being
saying
hungry is in and of itself a
well
virtue.
He's saying
if it
that
were,
if you're enduring
we shouldn't help the poor
these kinds of hardships.
We're just moving them from virtue
the
to
Son
sin.
Man.
You know, if we feed the hungry,
that's Jesus' favorite term
if
for himself.
If being hungry is the virtue,
if you're enduring hardships,
then don't ever feed a hungry person
following Jesus
because you're just going to make them a sinner, I guess.
If
being
following
hungry is
Jesus
thing
means
good
you're
going
to have to
no,
go without
what Jesus
something
is
that you want.
Jesus is saying when you got to give
means
up
losing
something
you
to
have,
follow him, including family and friends, he says.
Then he's calling
if
you blessed.
Hate you,
then he's celebrating the life
if
that you're living.
If it means being misunderstood,
Jesus
if people
call
us
you
to clothe
evil,
the poor,
he
to
says
feed the hungry, to comfort the hurting, But you're doing that to continue following Jesus. That's what
but
he's praising.
But if you
experience those things,
he's saying
you're
him,
blessed.
That's what he's praising.
He's saying what you're
these
doing
is praiseworthy.
These people that chose
to follow
Jesus,
people who choose to
here, they did experience
follow
that.
Jesus.
As people started to follow
here in
Jesus,
this passage,
they began to be rejected.
They're going
to
go on to find
there's
out what
people
Jesus
that wouldn't
is
do
talking
business
about
with Christians back then.
They're
going to
the
be rejected,
square,
which
in many
meant less
areas
income,
of their life,
less food for their families.
People are going to stop
being
doing business
out,
with Christians.
Ostracized from their communities for following
which is
Jesus.
Going to lead to lower income,
out
less
of the local
food.
Synagogue.
They're
going
to face
rejection
in their community
center.
Many are going to be thrown
worship
out of their
with
local
the other
synagogues
families in the neighborhood.
They were going
because
to experience this for
following
Jesus.
And it got way worse.
We know it. We know it
through
they're
history. They're
going to face
way more than
face
that.
They're
going to
face
persecution,
imprisonment,
torture,
death,
and even death.
Going hungry in a jail
because of
cell.
Faith in
because
Christ.
Of Jesus.
Not because of doing
now I know
things.
Today and here in the West, we
now
might
I know
feel
we
like,
feel
oh,
like
thank goodness
thank
those days,
goodness
are, over,
those days
right?
are over.
You know, whew, we
and
don't have to deal
true
with that
in our
anymore.
Our experience here in the West.
And it's true, our
God,
experience
we,
you know, includes
we
religious
get
freedom.
To enjoy
for the most
religious
part,
freedom
in this
for the
country.
Most part.
We should hold that dearly
that.
And fight to
we should
keep,
appreciate
by the way.
That and we should guard that.
Thank God for that.
But the Christian church
all over the world, that's not the same.
The Christian church is the most persecuted group.
In fact,
in
according
history.
To Voice of the Martyrs, the Christian church is the most persecuted group
more
of
more Christians
people
have been put to
in
death
history.
In the last century
that
seem,
than the
might
rest
seem unreal
combined,
to us because
it's
Jesus.
Not been our experience in our lives here.
These are like Voice of the Martyrs statistics.
The most persecuted people group in history is Jesus
this
church.
This is crazy.
And you say, well, hopefully it's
sadly,
getting better.
Actually,
is alive
according
and
to
active.
Voice of the Martyrs,
just a couple of months ago, we had
kind
some
of
thing,
our missionary
of persecutions.
Partners.
The
visit
last
our
century has been the most deadly for
and
Christians.
The weekend
than
they
all
came,
other centuries combined,
John and Missy,
since
Kimiola,
Jesus.
And they came with some of their kids.
Specifically, people being targeted.
The weekend
not
that
they
Christians
came
dying
was right
you know,
after
hunger,
Hamas had just
cancer or
invaded
something.
I'm
talking about
persecution. I don't know if you remember
deaths,
that those two things
being
lined
put to
up.
Death for their faith in
and
Jesus.
They were here
more in the last century.
Maybe you're here and you remember
in the 19 before.
They were talking about how atrocious that was.
We just
was,
had a couple
this invasion, this
here,
attack.
Here, our missionary partners, the Kimiola,
how their hearts were breaking
a little
for
while
Israel.
Back.
You
but
may
they
remember
also noted
it was actually
groups
the,
in Nigeria, the
day that they
where
visited.
They serve,
here, there's John and Missy and some
all
of their,
the time,
their kids
every day to Christians.
It was right after
killing
the
Christians.
Attacks when Hamas invaded.
They were
Israel.
Explaining how just
and
about
they spoke
every
to that
month
a little bit while they were here, they talked
there's
about
some
how their
type
hearts
of terrorist
break,
attack at a Christian
for the people
church
in Israel
in
and
Nigeria.
Almost every month,
what was
some kind
going
of
on.
Churches targeted.
But they also noted that their experience, what they've seen in Nigeria, is that these. They talk about how these
are
Jesus
targeting
followers
Christians
in Nigeria
like this,
keep
every
meeting
single
together
day.
For church.
This
every
is a reality
and
for the Christian in Nigeria,
even
every
knowing that
day.
Today could be the day a bomb goes off at
they
our
talk about how nearly every month one of these terrorist groups will
that
target
crazy.
A Christian
commitment
church for
Jesus.
Slaughter.
For mass
not
slaughter
crazy
and casualty. And yet John and Missy
unfounded.
Told
we
us
talked about
these
evidence
followers
that
Jesus of
Jesus
in Nigeria
authority
keep meeting
to
together
command us to follow
at church every single Sunday.
Even
but
knowing
that
this might be the Sunday a bomb goes off.
Inspiring commitment.
At our place of worship.
To that's
the Lord.
Amazing.
You and I don't deal with that.
That's amazing.
We don't
you
deal
and I
with
don't
that
deal
at
with
all.
This.
I hope that
we
our
don't.
Hearts break for our brothers and
I
sisters around
break.
The world that are dealing with
these
this. Because
they're
our brothers.
Truly our brothers
and our
sisters.
That
they face
are
this kind of level of
persecution.
Remember them in your prayer.
Imprisonment.
Remember
torture,
them in your
prayer
death.
Regularly.
It's happening for real.
And it's
but
your
I think
brother.
We should also ask ourselves, you know,
to,
what is our cost for following
to.
Jesus? Is
I
there any cost
our
at all?
Hearts are broken, and we're praying.
Does it cost
for these
me anything
dear,
to follow him?
Dear people, regularly,
I might not have to deal with that. I thank
but also
God for
think
that. For
just
for
a minute,
those, I'm not saying we need
those
to
dear,
go put ourselves
and sisters
in a position
but
like
what
that.
What do I face?
Jesus isn't saying
being
go ask
on social
it.
Media.
You
a
know, that's
bit.
Not it.
People thinking I'm the weird house.
Think about what does it cost me to follow Jesus?
What do I face?
When I think about that, I get a little concerned about. Where I'm at.
Has it really
Jesus
cost me anything to
us
follow Jesus?
He's going to comfort us.
When I'm faced with, oh,
whatever
this might,
we face, whatever cost
this might
we face
mean
to
I face
him,
some rejection or
he's
being misunderstood.
He promises a reward.
Do I avoid following Jesus in that direction?
But he also promises his joy right here and now as we're going
I'm tempted
through it
because
we get to have a relationship
tempted.
With him.
And I'm embarrassed to say
he
I
he says
failed.
You're in good company with the people
Jesus
that follow
me. Jesus isn't telling
me
to be obnoxious with
these
so that
people.
I get rejected
he's talking
by
about
people,
their ancestors,
but I'm talking about
which
following
we would call in today
for
in,
real.
In the Old Testament.
The following might
but now we can
rejection.
Look at 2,000 years
it might
of
lead
church
to
history,
having go without
Jesus.
Because you're
if we
giving to somebody
Jesus
else
and it costs us something,
or you're
he
supporting
says,
some other kind
you'll
of ministry
get joy
or something.
Because you know you're in good company of people that have been following me.
In fact, it often does cost us something.
And you're in company with me who had to endure
Jesus promises
that
Jesus
if,
is telling
if you do
us
that if you take that step forward to follow
that he'll
him,
give us
even
joy
when it costs
to get
you
through
something,
it, to fortify
you'll be blessed
us in the moment.
That he'll give you,
and of course,
his
we have our reward
joy
to
get you through
heaven,
it, to strengthen you,
no matter how bad it gets. Following
what is
Jesus?
That joy? But that joy is
that
you're in good company. You're
today.
In company. He talks about the Old
Final
Testament prophets that were faithful
Wouldn't
to God.
You just prefer to be carefree,
even though they were rejected
Chris,
by their
you're
people.
You're really not selling Jesus here this morning with these questions.
Many imprisoned.
You know,
he's like,
are you sure you
want to
follow Jesus? What if it means being broke,
and now
hungry, sad, and hated?
And we could add to that the church
Wouldn't
heroes
you rather just
for the
be
last
carefree?
2,000 years.
I'm really honestly
We're
not trying to talk
with the Lord
people
himself,
out of following Jesus
who suffered rejection and died.
And neither was Jesus
back here. And
that
should give us joy that we belong
neither
to this
was he
group, to Jesus
when he was
and his
saying
people.
These things. We're going to read his
and
words
we get to
here
know that
second.
Reward is coming. That
but
there is a time of
lots
reward
of people
and
do
rest,
walk away
so
from
worth
Jesus.
It. They did then, they do now,
but
when he spoke
third
like
question.
This. Why?
Last one we'll look
well,
at.
Well, because he
today.
Tells it like it is. The good
maybe,
and the bad. He
when
wants
you think
you to make
it's
a true
they're kind of successive,
really
right? So
him.
Maybe
not
you're not sure
fun,
about
not
following Jesus if
it's
going
it.
To include having to go broke, hungry, sad, or being hated
in the place he was
at. And so the third question is, wouldn't you just prefer
to
be carefree
around Jesus at this time?
But that's not the reason he wants you to live a carefree life.
He wants you to follow him because
like
he's
Chris,
the Lord of your life. And
are you trying
to
talk people
anything?
Out of church? Randy needs to get back from his vacation
they
ASAP.
Living a carefree life. And
because you're going to talk people out of the door
that
here.
Doesn't sound carefree at all.
No, I'm not trying to talk
let's
people
keep reading. This is the last part we're
following
look at.
Jesus this morning. Jesus says,
and neither was Jesus. He wasn't
don't
trying
worry,
to do that
Don't worry, I don't make you read any of this stuff with yellow print. I'm going to read the woes.
Clearly laying it out.
All right? You got to read some of the blessings. I'll read the woes.
And following
but woe
him.
To you who are rich.
He wants people
for you have already received
to be
your
faced with the facts. And
woe
to
you
decision.
Who are well fed now
do I want
for you
to be associated with
hungry.
Jesus.
Woe to you
even
who
if it cost me
now,
something.
For you
and a lot of people
mourn and weep.
A lot of people said no.
Woe to you.
Most of the
when
people there that day
well of you,
don't end up following
for
Jesus.
For that is how their
that
ancestors
the case,
treated the false
they would have
prophets.
Preferred to live a much more carefree life. But this is what Jesus has to say
so just,
to those folks.
Just like being broke and hungry
and
sad
you read
and hated
this.
Or not
I made you read the blessings. I'll read the woes.
Of course, being rich, well-fed, laughing.
That's me being nice.
We've laughed a couple times
he
in the sermon.
He says, but woe to you who are rich.
Laughter
in and
for
of itself.
You've already received your comfort.
Or having people like
woe to
you
who
okay,
are
well-fed
well
now.
Of you. That's
you
not a
will
vice
go
in and
hungry.
Of itself.
All right?
Woe to you
but
who laugh now.
Jesus is saying if you're chasing after these things rather than him,
woe to you
if you're clinging on to these things instead
well
of
you,
letting go to
for
follow
that
Jesus
is how their ancestors
you
treated
so.
The false prophets.
Jesus pities you. Woe to you, he says.
Now,
because whatever you get
like
out of chasing those
being
things,
broke
those creature
hungry
comforts
or
in
sad
life,
or hated,
that's all you get.
Those weren't virtues in and of themselves.
Whatever you get,
well, neither is being
chasing
rich
those
or
things,
well-fed or
it's
laughing
all you
or
get.
Having people like you a vice.
A carefree life sounds so
itself.
Nice. It's the goal
right?
of so many people.
Once again, Jesus'
the
ministry
for
was
retirement,
to feed
save up
the
for
hungry,
the vacation, get
and
all the
minister to the
toys
poor,
you want,
and comfort
and all the right
set.
Insurances.
He wants to bring you
deals
from
the cover that
so
that
you
never
have
to worry about anything ever again. But he's saying
you know,
if
we
you're
never
chasing
get there, right?
that,
like you never get
you're
there.
Chasing these things,
you never
instead
have to
of
never
chasing
worry about
Jesus.
Anything again. Not in this
if you're
life.
Clinging on to these,
but we keep
things.
Trying. That's such an aim.
Oh,
that's
I'd rather
such
just
aim in this world.
I'd rather just enjoy.
But Jesus doesn't
you know,
offer
these
a carefree
friendships
life.
Rather than tell them the truth about Jesus.
Let me double
get
down on that.
It's going to
okay?
get weird.
It's not.
You know,
I'm
not
saying
I want to read this carefully
here by my
cousin
or whatever.
Jesus'
telling
way
them the
may
truth
not
about Jesus.
Lead to a carefree life.
I'd rather hold on to them saying
maybe
nice things
me
about
say,
me.
Jesus' way might not lead
he
to
says,
a carefree life.
He says, if you do
life.
This,
that's not what I said. Jesus says he pities you.
I said, Jesus doesn't offer
woe
a carefree
to you, he
life.
Says. He pities you.
Jesus will lead you away
because
from a carefree
because whatever you get
life.
Out of chasing riches and food
Jesus will add
and friends
cares
and
concerns
good times,
to your life.
That's all you get. That's all you get.
I hope you hear what I'm saying there.
The carefree life sounds
when we follow
nice.
Jesus,
it's the goal of
our
most
love
people.
For him.
It's the goal of
and
most
for
people.
People.
When we love people,
but
like
Jesus
he loves
doesn't offer
people,
a carefree life.
And I'm going to double
grow,
down on that
because
what you
well
might have heard
love
just
is
now
precious, but it comes with care and concern.
Following Jesus might not lead to a carefree life.
We know that
life.
Eternity is in the balance.
I didn't say that. I said Jesus
there
doesn't
is a
offer
heaven
that
and there
as
is a
an
hell,
option.
And people who don't have
he doesn't
Jesus
offer
as
the
Lord
carefree
Savior
life. I'm not saying he might lead you in a way that isn't carefree. I'm saying Jesus leads you away from a carefree life.
That's what Jesus is saying. It doesn't
shame
really matter what Chris says. That's what Jesus is saying. Jesus will lead you away
truth.
From a carefree life.
Jesus
when we follow
cannot
Jesus,
lull us to sleep. He will not lull us
our
to
love
sleep.
For him grows.
Life.
Our love for other people grows.
Our
as we're following him and our hearts begin
it must
to
only
break.
Deepen.
We
need
because
to pray
we know
for God to break our heart.
There's a real
to
heaven
truly
and a
care
real
about
hell.
People who are headed
and
to an eternity
apart from the Lord.
There are people in our lives who have not trusted in Jesus as Lord
and
Savior.
We should never feel satisfied in Him,
and
just like you or I would in this
without
life.
Jesus.
It's not a judgment. It's not looking down our nose at people.
Not if we're following Jesus.
As a church, we give opportunities like those gift bags to be able to. It's just another opportunity. It's an easy one. You go and you put it on your neighbor's door.
For these lost people in our lives.
But our whole life should reflect this kind of thing.
People suffering all around us, the effects of sin.
They're suffering from sickness.
To show people.
They're suffering from poverty.
Jesus' love.
They're suffering from hunger.
To tell them the truth
from rejection
about
they're
eternity.
Suffering from physical and mental disabilities.
See, no matter how much or how little we have, the
and
question
cares about
is
these
our,
people.
Our
if
life
you're following
leading
Jesus,
us,
your heart ought to be growing,
less
but also
less
concern
for these people.
For lost people and for hurting people.
We can't wander off
for
carefree.
People, for hungry
we
people.
We can't follow Jesus.
Does our life lead us away?
That's why we like to give opportunities like those bags.
Get
those bags to hand out. You know,
because
give those to a neighbor, pick one up in the vestibule on the way out. That's just a simple little way, but our whole life.
Our that's
whole
his
life.
Way.
But if it's
should
leading
be away
and we're just distracting ourselves with all the fun distractions in life, we're not walking in Jesus' way.
That
for
it,
us.
It is very concerning to us.
When we're doing these things,
that
though,
we care very much because our Lord cares very much.
Oh, there's care, there's concern, there's a broken heart,
yet,
but there's also the
we
joy
get to go out and minister
of
to these
getting
people,
to tell people about Jesus.
It'll fill us with joy.
We have the answer.
When you get to tell somebody
the
truth of the gospel,
answer to eternity. And not
that's
just
their way out.
Eternity when that time
somebody's
comes
going to hell, that breaks our heart.
The fact that we have the answer
hungry,
in Jesus
of
ought to fill us up and give us
joy.
We get to share
the
this.
We get
to
share this with somebody else.
Reconciliation.
Jesus says, feed the hungry, clothe
and
the naked.
Fill us up with
you'll
joy.
Comfort
yes,
the afflicted.
We get to do that.
We get to have this ministry
think,
of reconciliation.
How can those two things exist at the same
and
time?
They did in Jesus every day.
And that
every
ought to fill us up.
It still gives us concern because
we see the hurt that's in people's lives.
For the people
lives.
All around him.
And so
every
that's the
day
Christian
he was
life,
filled
guys.
With joy
that's
to do
Jesus
the work
life.
Of Heavenly
walked
Father
the earth with so much
and minister,
so much of a broken
in
heart
his case,
in
the name of his Father,
we minister
him.
In the name of Jesus.
And yet with so
we
much
get to be a part
joy
of that,
that
ministry,
he was getting to open the way back
with joy every time.
So much joy that he's getting to heal people.
Our main idea today, the last thing I'll have you write down,
and the first thing you should write down if you haven't written anything down,
of real brokenhearted concern for
enduring
lost
hardship
for
Jesus, for
hurting people. We can't hide ourselves
joy.
Away and,
because
and not
he is
look
worth
at
it.
What's going on around us.
Jesus has done everything to
but
prove
but at the same time, we get to be
it.
Filled up with this joy that Jesus gives us as we
We've
minister
got all
to people.
The evidence we need to
and
know
it is
Jesus
joyful.
Is we claim
when
to
you get
be
to,
and that he
to
does
pray with somebody who's hurting,
love
when you get to feed somebody who's hungry, when you
me.
Get to share your faith
and
somebody
every
says, you know what, I'm ready every one of us.
I want to trust in Jesus as my Lord.
You get to lead somebody to Christ. That joy just wells up in you guys.
And for those of us
I'm
that
sure
have been in that relationship, we know the joy
I know
that comes
I have
with
so
it. But there's
many
also,
times. There's
so
also
our main
concern,
idea, the last thing I'll have you write
break,
down today.
There's challenges,
is this.
There's persecution.
Enduring
there's
hardship
times
for
to give
Jesus
up
brings
what
joy.
What we might want in order to follow
because
what
he's
Jesus
worth
wants.
It. He's
but
worth it.
But I hope it. You've discovered time and time again it's worth it. Maybe you're here today.
Have you considered today the cost
you've heard
of following
the cost.
Jesus?
Following Jesus isn't a carefree life.
Rejected,
it's a care-filled life.
Giving up.
Comforts
but you
in
say,
life,
I'm ready to do it.
Things like this to follow him.
I pray
and
that
yet
you would
saying, but I
decide
want,
to trust in
Jesus,
Jesus
as
your
today.
Lord and Savior today.
We're going to have our
I
pastoral
want
prayer team
reconcile
up here
relationship
at the end of the
with God. I want
They'd
that
love
healing
to
and that deliverance.
And pray with you
in my
if
life.
That is a commitment you'd
if you're
like
ready
to make
do
today,
that,
to trust in
if
Jesus,
you're ready to
you'll
do that,
cross over
call out
from
death
to
life.
Morning.
We're going to close in a song in just
and
a
I'm
minute. I invite you to stand with me.
There's lots of things that are going to be harder in your life about following Jesus. Lots of things. Jesus
at,
promises
after this
that.
Song, our pastoral prayer team is going to be down here.
And he's going to get you through it.
If you'd like to talk with somebody about trusting in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, come down. Don't delay. The most important
let's stand together. We're going
to
close
for you to do really
in a
not just with your
song,
day, but with your life.
And before
come
we do,
talk with somebody.
We'll dedicate our offerings to the Lord because
maybe
that's,
you have
that's
a different need or
concern
on your
heart
that you need some prayer for.
So let's dedicate
down. And talk with a member of our pastoral prayer team.
Go out and grab
too,
one
of
those of bags. Invite a friend
anytime.
To church. Share the gospel.
Maybe it's that
with a neighbor.
God will break up your
loved
heart.
One. All right?
To not live
have
carefree,
burden.
But to live with
let's
deep
pray.
Concern and love.
Heavenly Father,
for
thank
lost
you.
And hurting people.
Thank you for Jesus.
And that his joy would well up as you go out and serve those people.
Thank you.
The way he calls you to serve.
That even though we
let's
sinned
pray together.
And ran
Heavenly
away
Father,
from you as the human race,
thank you
that
for
you
Jesus.
Continue to pursue us.
Thank you, Lord,
even
that he
comes
to death
into
on
our
cross.
Lives. He just like he came into time and space.
And Lord, I thank you that we
he
here in your
our
church
lives
get to be a part of that ministry of reconciliation.
And
we
really
get to go
God.
Out with the good news that Jesus
and
is
call
Lord,
us to
that
follow
he died
him.
On the
thank
cross
you.
For our sins and arose from the dead.
Lord, when we consider may the we not cost keep of that following
to ourselves,
Jesus,
may we not lull ourselves to sleep
going
resting
through extra
in this,
trials
this grace
in
that
this
we've
life.
Got and then not caring about
extra
lost and
heartache.
Hurting people.
Maybe
may
being rejected,
be maybe being
to
even
go out
hated,
there and even get
says.
Hurt ourselves,
called evil because we're
suffering
loss
ourselves.
Lord, I pray
in
that
order
that would
to continue
not stop
following
us
Jesus
from following
and to
Jesus.
Reach out to lost and hurting people.
Instead, I pray we would remember we're in
Lord as we give you this offering.
Lord,
that's one of the
his
ways
people, and
it's
we'd be
just an example
by
of how we might
have
a little
have
less
because we give.
And
but
as
we
bad
do it
as
your
might
kingdom
get,
will advance,
we know we've
and
got
we do
reward
pray
waiting on the other
that
side.
That you bless that offering.
And that
oh
indeed,
Lord, we love you.
Your will
help
would be
us
done.
To love
your
you
kingdom
more.
Would advance
help
far
us
beyond
to love those that are hurting
the
around
of this
us
church
more.
Building.
We pray in
and
Jesus'
go out
name.
And do something
amen.
To share our faith and to serve folks in need.
Lord, one of the ways that we serve you and we sacrifice a little bit so that you'll be glorified is in our giving, our tithes and offerings. May we give open-handedly and with worship, not just to a church, but to the advance of your kingdom. And we pray you would bless this offering and use it to do just that, far beyond the walls of Stony Creek Church's building, but out in the community and worldwide. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys.